The survey took place this past summer by UWS economics professor Zamira Simpkins. She says 62% absolutely opposed or generally opposed the mine. 44% were in the absolutely opposed category. Simpkins says out of nearly 10,000 households in Ashland and Iron counties, 200 were randomly selected for a phone survey, and 102 answered the survey completely. Simpkins says the margin of error is 8% because of the small sample size. She says they discovered most of the reasons against the mine outnumbered those for it.
When it came to the areas of transportation infrastructure, tourism, outdoor recreation, quality of air, soil, surface water, underground water, forestry, and wetlands and fish and wildlife, it was an incredibly large number of people that basically said it's going to have only a negative effect on those areas.
11% fully supported a mine and 14% generally supported the mine, while another 14% remained neutral. She says people supported it because of the jobs it would create.
Most of the people felt that there will be the positive or somewhat positive effect on the economy, on the local businesses and employment opportunities.
Besides the 62% against the mine, Simpkins says she was surprised that so many people are well educated about the mine issue. 70% say they are following the controversy closely. Those surveyed also noted that 66% of them would never work in the mine. Jessica Hamilton, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.